What's your greatest distraction? For me, and most likely for a large majority of you, since you're watching this, I would say social media. We can lose hours of our day scrolling and scrolling, being inspired, watching stories, and laughing at memes. We could simply say our cell phones are our greatest distraction because they are full of every possible game, face filter, funny video, music, education, news, and entertainment we could ever want or need. If you work in an office, you may be distracted by constant office interruptions, meetings, chatty coworkers, or email. Mamas, we get distracted in the midst of our constant multitasking. Here's a personal example. I can sometimes reheat my morning coffee in the microwave at least two or three times as a result of getting distracted with morning to-dos and not finishing it in one sitting. And don't get me started. Don't even get me started on how many times I have tumbled a load of laundry in the dryer or rewashed a load in the washer. Again, because I get distracted and my attention gets pulled in another direction. Can you relate? Never before have there been more distractions around us to get us off track. Preparing to be here with you today, I was distracted over and over. And literally, right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm thinking, did I turn off my curling iron? And I see producer Nick behind the camera, and I'm thinking, oh, that's a nice shirt. Distractions. The struggle is real. We must focus. Our focus matters big time when it comes to our faith. Anytime I think about my own distractions, I can't help but think of sweet Martha in the Bible. She and her sister Mary were having a gathering. Martha was distracted. Let's find out why. Luke 10:38. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Martha, Martha, Jesus calls it out. You are worried about many things, but few are needed. Don't we do the same thing? We worry, overprocess, and overcomplicate our lives in the same way with all the thoughts and things we choose to focus on. And then we blame the stress, distractions, and lack of focus on everything and everyone around us, when our greatest distraction is us. As we fix our focus on Jesus, all the preparations, thoughts, and tasks of this day will fall into place. This in no way means don't prepare and don't accomplish necessary tasks. It simply shows us, with Martha's example, what Jesus cares most about is the preparation of your heart in the process. That's the truth. Choose your distractions wisely and always keep your focus on Jesus. I'm Lori Klein.